right now on VFN TV, our president reportedly saying the key to solving Social Security is to, and to stabilize Social Security, is to give legal citizenship to the illegal aliens in America. We'll be talking about that and how actually the cost of over 50 million children killed in their mother's womb lines up exactly with our national debt. It's like if they would have been given life, maybe we wouldn't be in debt and wouldn't be in this place. Very surprising. Also, Super Bowl ad. They're complaining about humanizing a baby in a Dorito tater chip type ad, saying that this particular commercial humanized the baby inside the mother's womb. Can you believe it? In addition to the cards being stacked against Israel by France, and what does this division and this craziness that seems to be going on in the Middle East? We're going to explain it today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really said it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Just a moment, it's John Ramos going straight to Israel right here. Imagine that. I thought.
I didn't hear you either.
Yeah, it wasn't on. Jonathan, how can you be encouraging me if you're looking that way, man? Look at me, you got a person. Oh, are you? Okay. Jiminy crickets. You got the better instructor, Isaiah. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
All right.
Welcome
to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're going to go right to Israel. Imagine, you know, your country at its widest point is like 70 miles wide, population maybe around 8 million or so folks, and the cards being stacked against you and everything that happens. Well, that's what's taking place with Israel. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there right now and kind of get an understanding of how so many things have been lined up against Israel. France has lined up against Israel. Our president has lined up against lined up with the enemies of Israel, Iran. Let's take a look now.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing a French proposal to host an international conference to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. France said if the conference failed, they would unilaterally recognize the Palestinian state. But Netanyahu said France has stacked the deck against Israel.
The essence of negotiations is making concessions, and the French initiative, as has been reported, gives the Palestinians cause not to do that. Our position is very clear. We are prepared to enter direct negotiations with no preconditions and without conditions that are dictated.
Meanwhile, terrorism against Israel continued over the weekend. A 34-year-old Palestinian policeman opened fire at Israeli troops at a military checkpoint on Sunday. He wounded three soldiers before being shot.
It's amazing. And imagine the cards just being stacked against you. Imagine the largest nation in the world, the one that used to be your friend, now partnering with your enemies. It's amazing what's taking place right now with Israel. But God's going to stand with Israel. The coming land grab that Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about with Church of the Presence, we have details about that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And God's going to stand up for Israel, but he's going to judge other nations based on what we did with Israel. When we think about that, that is so important. But listen, you know, Prager University has done a real good job explaining specifically about what's really going on in the Middle East with all this division. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now. Prager University.
When I did my graduate studies at the Middle East Institute at Columbia University's School of International Affairs, I took many courses on the question of the Middle East conflict. Semester after semester, we studied the Middle East conflict as if it was the most complex conflict in the world, when in fact, it is probably the easiest conflict in the world to explain. It may be the hardest to solve, but it is the easiest to explain. In a nutshell, it's this. One side wants the other side dead. Israel wants to exist as a Jewish state and to live in peace. Israel also recognizes the right of Palestinians to have their own state and to live in peace. The problem, however, is that most Palestinians and many other Muslims and Arabs do not recognize the right of the Jewish state of Israel to exist. This has been true since 1947, when the United Nations voted to divide the land called Palestine into a Jewish state and an Arab state. The Jews accepted the United Nations partition, but no Arab or any other Muslim country accepted it. When British rule ended on May 15, 1948, the armies of all the neighboring Arab states, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Transjordan, and Egypt, attacked the one-day-old state of Israel in order to destroy it. But to the world's surprise, the little Jewish state survived. Then it happened again. In 1967, the dictator of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, announced his plan, in his words, to destroy Israel. He placed Egyptian troops on Israel's border, and armies of surrounding Arab countries were also mobilized to attack. However, Israel preemptively attacked Egypt and Syria. Israel did not attack Jordan and begged Jordan's king not to join the war. But he did. And only because of that did Israel take control of Jordanian land, specifically the West Bank of the Jordan River. Shortly after the war, the Arab states went to Khartoum, Sudan, and announced their famous three no's. No recognition, no peace, and no negotiations. What was Israel supposed to do? Well, one thing Israel did a little more than a decade later in 1978 was to give the entire Sinai Peninsula, an area of land bigger than Israel itself and with oil, back to Egypt, because Egypt, under new leadership, signed a peace agreement with Israel. So Israel gave land for the promise of peace with Egypt, and it has always been willing to do the same thing with the Palestinians. All the Palestinians have ever had to do is recognize Israel as a Jewish state and promise to live in peace with it. But when Israel has proposed trading land for peace, as it did in 2000, when it agreed to give the Palestinians a sovereign state in more than 95% of the West Bank and all of Gaza, the Palestinian leadership rejected the offer and instead responded by sending waves of suicide terrorists into Israel. Meanwhile, Palestinian radio, television, and school curricula remain filled with glorification of terrorists, demonization of Jews, and the daily repeated message that Israel should cease to exist. So it's not hard to explain the Middle East dispute. One side wants the other dead. The motto of Hamas, the Palestinian rulers of Gaza, is, "We love death as much as the Jews love life." There are 22 Arab states in the world, stretching from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean. There is one Jewish state in the world, and it is about the size of New Jersey. In fact, tiny El Salvador is larger than Israel. Finally, think about these two questions. If tomorrow Israel laid down its arms and announced, "We will fight no more," what would happen? And if the Arab countries around Israel laid down their arms and announced, "We will fight no more," what would happen? In the first case, there would be an immediate destruction of the state of Israel and mass murder of its Jewish population. In the second case, there would be peace the next day. As I said at the outset, it is a simple problem to describe. One side wants the other dead. And if it didn't, there would be peace. Please remember this. There has never been a state in the geographic area known as Palestine that was not Jewish. Israel is the third Jewish state to exist in that area. There was never an Arab state, never a Palestinian state, never a Muslim or any other state. That's the issue. Why can't the one Jewish state the size of El Salvador be allowed to exist? That is the Middle East problem.
You're looking
at Dennis Prager.
You're just looking at the cards being stacked against Israel. I mean, they are amazing in their mercy, amazing in their grace. They're so kind in how they're responding to such evilness that's coming against them. Remember, during the days of World War II, they were being genocide was taking place against Israel. They had to move to their own land so they could live and survive. And now you have people that are trying to come against them. Everything they're doing has been coming against them. It's like a house of cards being stacked against them is what it really is like. I want to encourage you, pray for Israel. Stand with VFN TV as we stand with Israel. Imagine we're covering this on a daily basis, you know, what's happening in the world, what's happening in America, but also what's happening in Israel. They just had a terrorist attack right there in their capital in Jerusalem, and you didn't hear anything about it in secular media, where one officer was killed and another one was wounded. Can you imagine if that happened in Washington, D.C.? We'd all be alert. We'd all be talking about it. Well, we are talking about what's happening in Israel, and we are standing with Israel. We're not going to be silent, and we thank you for standing with us together in your partnership to be able to do that. When we get back from the break, you're going to be so, maybe not surprised, but it's amazing what's taking place right now. When you think about since 1973, Roe versus Wade, when the law was passed by the Supreme Court saying that, you know, you can now kill a child in their womb, you know, have abortion, that it would be legal, over 50 plus million children have been aborted. But you know what? When we get back from this break, we're going to find out that if those children were alive today, the exact equivalent amount, some reports are, that we're in debt, $19 trillion, that amount of money would be paid into the treasury and we wouldn't have any debt at all. It's amazing. We'll talk more about this, including how these organizations who support abortion want to do away with any kind of abortion restraint at all, how they got upset with the Doritos company at the Super Bowl because they humanized the baby in the mother's womb. Can you believe it? Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings to encourage you.
but there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then Green Room, there's, you know, some interviews that we had that we ask other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the Green Room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So they're looking at the budget and finding out, you know, why we're in debt, you know, $19 plus trillion. The president just passed it, wanting a new budget, his last budget. I hope. And that, and this is serious stuff. I mean, if you add up all the debt ever gathered by presidents up until, I believe
this last president,
that it never has been as big as it is in this one presidency.
All of them combined.
That's from George Washington, who's on your dollar bill all the way up to today.
Wow.
But I think it's pretty interesting, though. So you had, so how are they going to solve this problem? One of the biggest issues in our budget is entitlements. But one of those really is not an entitlement. I mean, some of it has been pushed over in the entitlement area. But if you paid into Social Security all your life, that is not an entitlement to you. That's the commitment the country's made to you to give it back to you to help you in your retirement.
That was your forced investment. Right. That's what that was. That was your forced investment.
So that's not an entitlement. But there are people who get Social Security, SSI type things.
Disability.
And they've never paid into it. So that would be, that part of Social Security would be an entitlement, which is good that people are being helped out. So they're wondering, like, how can we stabilize Social Security? How can we, and that's, well, that's a narrative that causes people to go, yes, let's do what he's talking about, right? And so now the biggest issue facing America, one of the biggest issues that you're seeing that are politically out there is, you know, protecting our borders and illegal aliens coming over our borders without coming over legally, and radical jihadist terrorists reported by Kamal Saleem coming over. And people are concerned about that because of the murders that's taken place by.
Legitimately concerned.
And so you think, I mean, I'm telling you, if you want to understand Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, study the last 7 years. It's been to the T.
Well, we have an amazing series for you, too. You want to get it, Organizers of the Day versus Organizers of the Night.
Right.
It's yours. It's available. You know, partner.
Partners, yeah.
It's there, but you will get it. There's systematically a dark perspective and a light perspective, but it'll bring you up to speed really quick on what is happening now.
People are using luciferic acid, if you would, tactics to pour over the globe right now. So one of the tactics would be, why don't you just take the very thing that they don't like and tell them that's your solution to your other thing?
Wow.
Why don't we just take this illegal aliens who did not come into the country legally, who broke the law, who you have these cities, what are those cities called? Sanctuary cities that are violating the Constitution. And I mean, 800,000 people reportedly that are illegal aliens here illegally in California. I believe they just issued them all driver's license.
Wow.
Well, what they're saying right here, the Obama budget chief, you know, is talking about amnesty. Just give these guys amnesty. And that's the resolution for the Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're taking the issue with the reason why we let all these illegal folks in is because we're going to make them citizens. They're going to pay money into the tax base and they're going to take care of your Social Security. I said, that wasn't the deal when you first started paying Social Security at 16 years old when you're getting your job.
Exactly.
It's going to take, it was.
It's going to take illegals to come so they can make sure they put money in a little treasure there.
Now, legal, you know, immigration is beautiful, but illegal is illegal. The word about that is illegal. And so what's interesting, John, is they said that they would solve this $19 trillion budget.
$19 trillion, that deficit, right?
It's a deficit, but the Social Security part of that. And when I was looking at and studying, you know, up for this particular program, there was a study that based on the abortions that have taken place since 1973, which are 50 plus million abortions that have taken place, that live action news, they're reporting that in 2014,
that if all those children would have lived and not died, and it was less than now, so it was actually more children have been killed since then they would have actually paid into the tax base, which would have given $14 trillion into federal money. $14 trillion into federal money. That's in 2014.
It's an amazing statement, because they said that, you know, we often talk about all the other ramifications that happen as a result of abortion, emotional scars, and all the just horrific things that are associated with it. But very little do we talk about the economic fallout and the impact of 50 million people being murdered.
Right. So you're looking at 1446 here. This lady with the image in front of her, she represents on a multiplicity of levels, $19 trillion.
Wow.
I mean, that's a human being inside of this mother's womb that, just like you, they're going to breathe, they're going to live, they're going to work, they're going to pay taxes, and they're going to pay in $14 trillion in 2014. But now you're looking at the figures were all the way to $19 trillion. You think about two more years of killing children. That it was $16 trillion in 2014. So $2 trillion worth of children that have been killed in the last 24 months since then. I mean, look, isn't it amazing that our debt that's going to destroy us, by the way, you know, you're slave to your lenders, right? That it lines up exactly with the murders that we committed in our country. Yeah. It parallels right with the murders. We've killed this many people, and therefore we don't have that many people paying in the tax base. And if they would have been paying in the tax base, you'd have $19 trillion. Imagine this. We'd be debt-free. America wouldn't have the $19 plus trillion of debt, reportedly, what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, that's amazing. And what's even more crazier about that, I don't know how much time we have some time to talk about that, is how the Super Bowl commercial, the Doritos, you know, is a chip that real good,
and the spice is very good.
I don't know who invented that thing.
Somebody brilliant, a genius.
Okay, we're moving on. Got to stay away from those things.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, anyway, so coming back to, so they have this ad, which they paid like $5 million for 30 seconds worth of ad, and they have several commercials. And in this ad, they're talking about what we're really talking about, because they had a pregnant mother who was getting an ultrasound, so they're able to look inside the womb and see the baby in the womb. And it's just a simple commercial, but you'd be really surprised what the adversaries to right to life, and, you know, for the life of a child, what they said about this. But first, let's just take a look at this simple ad, you know, by Doritos. I thought it was pretty well put together. Let's take a look.
And there's your beautiful baby.
Any day now.
Really? You're eating Doritos? He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound. Do you see what I have to do?
I know.
No! Give me that!
What's wrong with that? And you think that's, you know, he's a human being.
Right.
I'm sure he's going to like Doritos. She or he.
Obviously.
Right.
He's pulled by the, you know.
We're not probably going to have any more children, maybe. I don't know.
Nah.
I don't think so. But we should have tried the Dorito thing. That would have cut down on some time. So, I mean, think about this. And so, you know, it's just a commercial. I mean, it's people running around with a ball in a field in green grass, you know, paying millions of dollars, called football.
Yeah.
Which is a great sport, better than, you know, 18%. Did you know there's more football fans?
I didn't know that. No.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Anyway.
Wish it was a real source for that, but.
Control room's talking to me. It said a lot more. It was like 12% like baseball and 58% like football.
I think you need to source that. I think we need to get the research team on that right there.
Yeah, we'll put the source up. I think we have it. Anyway, so you're looking at, it's a simple commercial. Well, the organization called NARAL, which actually stands for the National Association for Repealing of Abortion Laws.
That's their name of their organization. Yeah. What is it again?
And then so everybody, you're hearing people go, the NARAL said, is like, I'm like, what's a NARAL?
Yeah.
And who cares what the NARAL is? And I was like, oh, this is why they actually criticized this commercial. I mean, what they said was amazing. This particular organization, by the way, is a pro-choice American organization about, you know, you can choose to kill your child or let your child live. That's pro-choice.
I guess the baby doesn't have a choice, though.
Yeah, but it's a 501c4, which would be a political versus a religious organization in the United States. It's a political action committee as opposed to restriction of abortion and expanding access to abortion. And so they have a Twitter account. A Twitter account is this thing that you can post little messages on that go around everywhere. And so they posted something negative about this ad. And this is what they said. They came against the Dorito company. Who, I don't know who makes Doritos. We could talk to Pat. I'm sure he would know.
Yeah, Pat would
did
definitely
know. He doesn't know anymore.
Well, he has his moments. Believe me.
Does he?
Yeah, I saw him chowing down some Doritos.
Right. So they posted and criticized the Dorito company. It's not Frito-Lay, is it?
You know, it probably is a Frito-Lay company. Yeah. I think it is Frito-Lay.
I cannot believe he doesn't know. I cannot believe, Miguel, he doesn't even know it's your company.
Sorry.
Miguel, he didn't even know.
Sorry.
He didn't even know it was your company. Nah. So
get back to the
program. Hello in Orlando. And so they post a message out, and this is what they criticize. They criticize the Dorito Frito-Lay company for humanizing the fetus.
Wow.
Humanizing.
Imagine that.
To make the human fetus, human baby,
appear human?
Appear human.
Imagine.
And so they were criticizing them for...
Allegedly.
No. they posted it on their Twitter account. And you'll have it. It's related to you. Thank God.
That's crazy.
So this is reveals so much of the dark tactics of the enemy. Is they really believe that you're not human until they say you are.
Wow.
That's what they believe, which means they revealed their strategy. We just got to remind them we're human beings.
Yeah. No matter if the baby just ran out for the chip, they still don't want to. Still want to confirm.
But they don't know that human beings grow inside wombs of
where do they come from?
We'll talk about it.
That's another program.
So, but the human being, it's human. Don't your baby's human?
Wow.
They don't believe that your child is human.
Hmm.
Maybe they don't know they're human, but that's what human beings are, creating the image and the likeness of God, knitted together in your mother's womb. God knew you before you were in the womb. Think about that. You're messing with the creation of God when you touch men, especially if you're okay with this National Association for Repealing All Abortion Laws, pro-choice organization. That's their whole political action committee name. And they're attacking a chip commercial because Doritos, Frito-Lay, thank you, Frito-Lay, for showing the reality of what's in the mother's womb, human beings. We got a great offer for you, and we'll be right back.
We're so excited about this offer we have available for our VFN TV partners. For your partnership for any amount whatsoever, we have this offer. We'll send to you DVD or online where you can watch it. It's called One Thing in 2016, offer 2001. It's learning the keys to success, prosperity, and peace no matter what or who may come your way. This is so important to be able to keep your peace and focus on the Lord, just like David did. When all these things were happening against King David, he was just doing his job, but an entire government was coming against him led by Saul. Guess what he did? He focused on the one thing. This is an encouraging word. We have it for you for any gift whatsoever. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on partnering, or you can actually call 844-408-3688 or write to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. One thing in 2016. God bless.
This is Eternal MC. Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You're so tired of being single, and it feels impossible to meet a really good Christian person worth dating. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and here's Lisa Anderson from our Boundless Outreach.
You know, you have to look at creative ways of meeting people, and one of those is to get people, I love to tell others, to get people on your team, and I have done that. I have had people, I sign them up for my team, and I say, join Team Lisa, and that means you are going to pray for a spouse for me, you are going to pray for me to be a godly spouse, you are going to keep your eyes open for people that are potential matches for me, because who better to match you up with a godly spouse than the people that know and love you best.
If you're single, get some people on your team. And if you're married, come alongside a single and pray for them, encourage them, and maybe even introduce them to someone. You can find more insights from Lisa and her team when you stop by boundless.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors, I want you to go there and just... You see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It's amazing the things that we're seeing, but I just want to thank God for allowing us to be here, you know, and not just complaining and not doing anything about it.
And complaining at the TV and just... Yeah.
I mean, how many people stay within the confines of their home and their small sphere of influence, and the whole world's changing all around you? And it's like, we got to get out and say something and do something. Even if we don't succeed in what men will call success, you want to be found on the right side of the equation when God says, what did you do with what I trust? But he that's been given much is expected. America has been so blessed. Our poorest person in America, our poorest person's richer than over 70% of the world's population.
Yeah.
70%.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
The powerful thing is that we're doing this together. We're so encouraging when we hear from you, the audience, and the words that we're hearing, this is encouraging, and this is exactly what I believe, and I'm waiting for someone to say this. And we get a chance not just to look at a dark perspective, but we can talk about the biblical perspective, the light perspective, and what we can do to
be
engaged.
Solution? What do we actually do?
Answer to the problem, not just talk about the problem.
It was so great, you know, even having the Floyd family. They came in during our sessions just this week, and a chance to visit with them. And we love hearing from you. We love getting the calls and the emails and all that's taking place.
Absolutely.
So not only that, you can even write to us.
Yes.
You can go to VFNTV.com and contact us that way. Or you can write to us. Our address is VFNTV at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. You probably can see that on your screen. Or you can email us. I mean, just we love to hear from you. And it's just so encouraging. And we're doing this together.
Yeah.
We're doing this together. And like I said, with the Floyd family, we're talking and just –
That was great.
They're so encouraged. And I know that so many of you are encouraged as we're just talking about, this is what people say. They thought they were crazy till they heard sanity again. And
those are exact words they're saying. This is sanity.
Sanity. Total sanity. And just want to thank you for your prayers and support. And let's go back to Israel for a moment, because I want to show you what's taking place at this particular funeral, right? It's a Hamas funeral, which is, terrorists that have been attacking Israel.
They're doing this parade down the street.
And all the money, the billions of dollars that America's given Israel and given the Palestinian people to be able to build their infrastructure. We had a government official from the Knesset, the government in Israel, mm-hmm. just speaking about the sewage is not even being treated. They're not even putting in sewage treatment plants, but they're using the money to be able to like build tunnels. And this particular thing you're about to see right here, as a matter of fact, take a look at this right now. John, tell us what's going on right here.
Well, Hamas is now walking in a parade. They're having a funeral procession, and you're finding people falling off of a building. They're standing on top of a building. Well, the reports are that there's a
tunnel underneath
tunnels
that, yeah.
underneath these buildings that are trying to go into Israel. And so now, since they're standing on the roof, the floor started to shake, and everyone's falling out of the sky. But
it's like their own infrastructure is just falling apart. The tunnels they're digging, trying to come up under.
Yeah,
the Jews in Israel that they're caving in even in their own places
on their
that are
own
there.
Cells. Yeah, you're seeing Hamas group here. They're parading at one of their people.
You know, terrorist that was there. Yeah.
Amazing.
So come back to me. Come back to me here. So you're looking at what happens when you don't take care of your infrastructure. America's about to find that out really soon.
Oh, yeah.
We could have spent that $19 trillion on bridges and roads and other things, but we spent it on solar power with Solyndra or something. So
yeah, that went bankrupt.
So then you are looking at a people, not everybody there, but some of the people that were there, and reportedly this particular man that had passed away or is dead was a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a funeral in the very tunnels they dug to terrorize Israel. And they're digging these tunnels. We talked about this before in Operation
Protective Edge, I believe, yeah.
Where they were coming up under the walls and up under the ground, and they're digging their way in the backyards of the Jews, their own home in Israel. I mean, imagine all of a sudden you send your kid to play in the backyard, and all of a sudden a radical jihadist pops up out of the back under the swing set.
Oh, yeah.
And has a motorcycle there and a IDF military soldier's uniform. To be able to take your kid hostage. That's what they're dealing with.
They had all sorts of weapons, explosives. Yeah.
Yes, in those tunnels. And think about it. It's mandatory military service in Israel. So the uniform, the IDF uniform, Israeli Defense Force, is common because you got to serve at least 2 years there. And so they were going to put that uniform on and kidnap and terrorize Jews.
Mm.
And now these tunnels that they can't get to all of them because they're, you wish you could, but it's like termites.
It's
like
horrible.
This is really happening.
Horrible.
And we saw it take place even in with the drug lord that was they had a tunnel
El Chapo.
Like a mile long or something of that nature. You know, millions of dollars probably to build that tunnel.
Some reports are underneath California or even New Mexico. They say if you even drive anything over that property, it would just cave right in. There's so many tunnels.
Well, that's what's happening right. So that's exactly reportedly what's taking place at this funeral where all of a sudden, things start collapsing when you dig the foundation out from under them. It's just amazing how Israel is very tolerant, they have the ability. As a matter of fact, some of the reports are in the next 3 to 4 years, they can be totally independent from anybody on the face of the earth, including reports are America.
Oh yeah,
they have that much military force and power and
medical technology
and God. With the land that he was going to protect. So we have to remember that. But, at this one moment, we're just going to step past that. We're going to remember to pray for Israel, the priests of Israel, and we're going to go visit Israel with Franklin Graham and his sister, Sissy Lynch, as they're going and looking, and he's showing her the Sea of Galilee. That just touched your heart. Imagine you've been able to take your daughter there while she's pregnant with your grandchild. And it's just really, this is another part in our series, 7 Days in the Holy Land. Let's take a look.
When Jesus journeyed throughout Israel, it was by foot, by donkey, or by boat. Standing here on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, I can almost see him stepping into a small fishing boat. Looking forward to some peace and quiet on the beautiful water.
Here we are, Sissy, in Galilee. Behind us, back over here, that's the head of the lake. That's toward Capernaum. This way is towards Nazareth. You would have gone through that valley right there. Jesus would have walked through that valley on his way to Nazareth. This is to the south. This is towards the outflow of, and the Jordan River goes out along the Jordan Valley. But this is the Sea of Galilee right here. Here you are. Jesus was here on the sea, and the storm comes. Now remember, these are experienced sailors, these fishermen. They are not novice. They knew exactly what they're doing. And the wind and the waves were so bad, and the waves were coming over the boat, and they were now afraid for their life. They were afraid they weren't going to make it. And Jesus was in the back of the boat, asleep. And they went and they woke Jesus, and they probably, Jesus, we're drowning. Don't you even care that we're about to die? And I think for those guys out here in that boat that day, it was pretty dark. They had lost all hope. They didn't see a way out. They knew that they were going to perish. And they wake Jesus up. Don't you care? Aren't you concerned? We're about to die, and here you are sleeping. And Jesus said, ye of little faith. Bible says, he got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. He spoke, and as soon as he spoke, it was just, it was exactly like it is right now, completely calm. And then the Bible says, the men were amazed. What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And for all of us, we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in our boat. And when those storms come and those waves come and of life, we all go through those storms in life. He's in the boat with us.
That's so powerful. I mean, yes. Think about it. I mean, America's like that ship today, right now. And what are we saying? Are we saying, God, don't you care that we're perishing, that the storm is hitting our nation? Or are we saying, you know what? I got confidence in the Lord that I serve. That the wind and the waves and the politicians, they all have to listen to him. We need to have that kind of confidence. I mean, if we thought it was over, we wouldn't be here. We have hope. We have great hope. That's why you hear us talk about a God send revival, send a third great awakening, because God can just stop all the storm. He can speak to the waves. He can speak to the craziness that's going on. This is a turbulent storm that's taking place. Everything that can be divided is divided. Everything, storm is hitting everything.
And it's all coming in at one time.
Yeah. And you're seeing people say, I remember it was this particular meeting and they were talking about people running for national office. And somebody from the audience says, well, which man's going to save us then? That was the context of what she was saying in this particular arena when they're asking. It's like the only man that can save you, Jesus Christ, that he's able to speak to the wind and the waves. I mean, the disciples were going, God, don't you even care? Don't you see what's happening to marriage? Don't you see what's happening to our people and us and things and the craziness? And God's going, of course I care. Of course I care. And he says, this is what he said. He said, you of little faith. I mean, do you have more faith in the political system? Hopefully, this is, I believe, what the Lord is doing. He's helping us by saying, see, you trusted the political system, and look what it's done for you.
Yeah.
You trusted some political party, and you were more loyal to it than you were to me. Look what it's done for you. You trusted the economy and money more than you trust in me. Now look what it's done for you.
You've exercised your faith. You've chosen. You said you wanted to believe that message, and look what it's produced.
And so he's proving to us, like he did to Israel, when the heavens dried up and everything began to just not provide like it did. so he could say and show himself as, I'm Jehovah Jireh. Mm. I am the provider. That's what this is about. This is about God showing himself mighty, us turning to God and turning away from everything else, the loaves, the garlics, the fish, all this stuff. And it's every one of us, us included. And just turning to him, knowing that he is trustworthy and he is able. America's like that ship. But you know what? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm. Are you crying out and saying, don't you care? Or are you going like, I trust you? Are you having an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you abiding with him? A lot of people want to, but they just need a plan. We have one for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You request it, and you'll find a simple way where you can begin to sit down with God on a regular basis, and you'll have that calmness and the peace. It's your hiding place. He's your hiding place when all this rough storm and the waves are hitting America. Mm-hmm. More waves are going to come. It's going to get rougher. But we're supposed to be calm. We're supposed to be sleeping in the bottom of the boat. We're supposed to be just active as light in the midst of this darkness. And our God is going to move in a powerful way. We're going to go to this break and come right back and talk more about what it was like when we were in Israel and when I was standing on the side of the Galilee. Join us.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This appeal to heaven message, you know, God took me through a 13-year journey to give me this message. And when he finally succeeded in pulling it all together in me, it was such a undeniable, sovereign, God-initiated process. If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he's never needed a majority. This is what I keep telling people. We don't have to get 51% of Americans doing this before God can move. He has always worked through a remnant. And we have that remnant. So we're going to pray, and we're going to birth this, and we're going to inspire. We're going to feed them what they need to hear. We're going to do it through the app. We're going to do it through this Appeal to Heaven tour. I hope we can touch millions with this message. I believe we can. And God's going to do the rest. He's going to light that fire in them, and they're going to say, I have hope. This is God. I'm going to do it. Well, you know, they ruled in the 1850s that slavery was here to stay, that the black man had no right. They ruled they weren't even a person. That was settled law. Aren't you glad somebody, Lincoln, others, rose up and said, now, wait a minute. I don't care if they did make this ruling. It's not settled law. That's not right, because it ain't over till God says it's over. And I don't care what they say about the unborn. I don't care what they say about marriage. It ain't over till God says it's over. It's not settled law. He says it's settled law. We're going to change these things. And when I realized this is, he has taken me back to our roots as a nation. And this movement that birthed the nation, a lot of people don't know that we were born under a prayer movement with a flag that said appeal to heaven. But we were. And why did it disappear? I don't really think it was the enemy. I kind of think God hid the flag because he knew, you know, I'm going to need to do this again.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It was so cool to be able to see Franklin Graham and his daughter, you know, Sissy Lynch, and spend that time in Israel. It makes me think about when, you know, we went to Israel, and when I was there, I was on the side of the Galilee where they were at, and that boat, by the way, is like anchored out there. It's permanently there. I think it's sitting on some sort of something. It just stays there. It doesn't go anywhere, which is kind of, you know, biblical, I guess.
I was actually on a boat there on sea. They brought another one in.
Yeah, but this particular one they were pointing out, and I remember standing on the side of the Galilee. I was staying in a kibbutz. A kibbutz is what they used to be able to establish Israel, where families lived together in community. They worked the farm together. They started businesses together, and the kibbutz are still there today. And you can stay, by the way, if you go to Israel, and you can stay at kibbutzes, different places, versus staying at some hotel
like with
running water and all that. Well, you just don't get a chance to spend more money.
I wish I did the kibbutz, actually. I wish that.
Yeah, because every day you're eating around the table with people, family, you know, everybody wasn't from Israel. They were doing like we were doing, but we did. And it was just really encouraging to meet the folks. And but I remember having jet lag. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, oh my goodness, I have to preach in about 5 hours, and I am wide.
Wow,
I was wide awake. Now, Pat was sleeping.
Well, that's normal for Pat. I mean,
he was sleeping. I mean, nothing. It was amazing what he could do. He could sleep.
While he was sleeping, I wanted to see the sun rise over the Sea of Galilee.
I've got pictures.
I've got pictures I want to show Pat because that was a wonderful experience, just watching the sun rise.
It's just like the Bible comes alive in that land.
Oh, it does. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I was on the side of the Galilee, and I remember I was, you know, praying. I thought, would it be nice to be able to go back and talk to my friends and mm-hmm. those who are connected to me to say, you know, I prayed your name out over the Galilee. I just prayed, and, you know, I was talking to God about you over the Galilee.
Mm.
And as I was doing that, I had somebody come up to me. I thought I was the only one with jet lag. And it was a prophet that began to prophesy to me. And God just began to speak to me about what we're doing today.
Wow.
In detail. And it happened on the side of the Galilee, close to where Franklin and Sissy were at. But you were on a boat. Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Actually, I've
In Israel,
and yeah, I've been on a couple boats.
I was saying, yeah, right.
We don't want to talk about that, but yeah, I was on a boat, and it was beautiful. But
the boat or the ocean.
I mean, the Mediterranean. Really, everything is so pretty. Everything's just so nice in Israel. It just really is. And but what I remember distinctly about the Sea of Galilee was watching the sunrise and having my abiding time there in the morning. It was so peaceful. It was, and just like you said, you know, right. I wanted to pray and I wanted to be, take the whole experience in. And I highly recommend if you get a chance to visit Israel, do it. I mean,
it's the perfect time.
You know, the weather's kind of similar to what it is on the Gulf Coast, you know, there. And you'll be impacted by it. I mean,
I think Franklin Graham, they have a tour going. I know that Daily Audio Bible has one going out. And
Sid Roth goes often too.
Yeah, Sid Roth. If you want to be excited, Sid Roth.
Yeah. Now, miracles.
Yeah, low energy would be the Daily Audio Bible. He's very easy listening type person. But you know, make a point to go there. One thing that one terrorist attempt that's taking place is trying to affect tourism in Israel. Cause people to be afraid to go there. The safest place probably in the world.
Safest I've ever found.
Oh, this is what the mayor of Jerusalem said. He says, when I go to America, I get really worried. I pray that I come back safely because per capita, America has way more crime than Israel has. Israel is a very safe. As a matter of fact, God even watches over the land. But I want to pray for you right now. And I just want to encourage you. As all these things are going on, realize in this boat, this rocking and the storm that's happening, we can have peace as we abide with the Lord, trust in the Lord, and realize that he that does not have the Lord over him watches his house in vain. But if you have him over you, it's not in vain. God's watching your back. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you today, Lord. I pray a blessing over each and every one in our audience. I thank you for Franklin Graham and his daughter, Lord, Sissy, Father God. I pray that you'll bless them. Bless Israel. Protect them, Father God. And we pray, Lord, that a revival would break out in the Palestinian people, Father God. That all of a sudden you begin to speak to them in their dreams, Father God. They begin to get saved and just become a friend of Israel, Father God. We pray for protection and the peace of Jerusalem, God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch. A torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.